Our scripture reading this morning comes from Paul's first letter to the Thessalonians, often thought to be the first of Paul's letters to the churches. We'll be reading from the 5th chapter, verses 16 through 28. And let us listen for the word of God and listen for any words that stand out particularly for yourself or that you feel should be shared with our church. And we'll give a moment for that afterwards. Paul writes to the Thessalonians, coming to the close of this first letter, "Rejoice always, pray without ceasing. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Do not quench the Spirit. Do not despise the words of the prophets, but test everything. Hold fast to what is good. Abstain from every form of evil. May the God of peace himself sanctify you entirely, and may your spirit and soul and body be kept sound and blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. The one who calls you is faithful, and he will do this. Beloved, pray for us. Greet all the brothers and sisters with a holy kiss. I solemnly command you by the Lord that this letter be read to all of them. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. May God bless our hearing and our understanding of this holy scripture." Now, were there any particular words or phrases that stood out for you? Sharon. May the God of peace himself sanctify you entirely. Yes. Yes, Tammy. Give thanks in all circumstances. That's a good word. Yes, Sue.
Rejoice always, pray without ceasing.
Rejoice always, pray without ceasing. Sound like challenging words, but important, and they go together.
He will do this.
He will do this. That's an interesting word there, right? He will do this. In other words, if you're struggling with this, let him do it through you. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you, with all of us. And now may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable to you, O God, our rock and our Redeemer. Well, are you looking for joy this Advent season? Are you expecting to find it? Where do you look for joy? In preparing for this sermon, I really did find some joy in this preparation. I was reading a story about a disastrous camping trip, which reminded me of a talk long ago that I read by Christian speaker Gary Smalley, who recommended that every family should go camping. Not because every family will love camping. In fact, the benefit that Gary Smalley promoted is that when you go camping, something always goes wrong. Surprise thunderstorms, wild animals, car trouble, or bored children. Something always goes wrong, and sometimes terribly wrong. But when you go camping, you have to solve those problems together, and relationships grow. In my experience, this is pretty much true. Something always goes wrong. And I can tell you some great, sometimes horrific stories, which likely would convince you to never go camping with me. But in more recent years, I've come to learn also that in performing music live, something almost always goes wrong. Right, Liam? But that ends up becoming part of the fun and the camaraderie that makes playing in a band so much fun when it's not driving you crazy. I grow and my relationships grow as I try to make the best of that situation and keep giving my music away. And along the way, I always find joy. How about finding joy in church? Now, there were some amazingly miraculous and joyful events right at the beginning of the early church. Remember back to the day of Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit rained down upon the apostles, described like fire. People heard the gospel, good news, in their own language. 3,000 were baptized on that first day. But soon, Stephen was stoned to death. And a persecution of Jesus' followers ensued, led by Saul, soon to be Paul the Apostle, who we just read from after his conversion, who then himself, as a Christian evangelist, experienced being shamed and run out of Philippi, leading him to establish a new church in nearby Thessalonica, the subject of today. Even in Thessalonica, though, Paul and his team soon met with difficulties and a painful separation, we are told, leading to our scripture today from Paul's first letter to Thessalonica. That's hard to say often, Thessalonica. Following Timothy's recent visit on Paul's behalf. Even in Paul's day, it was difficult to be the church. And we seem to be moving that direction in today's world with less participation, and often growing antagonism toward organized religion. Except in the third world, where the church is growing. Now, much of that, those challenges are from our own doing as a church, from churches aligning with power and privilege, rather than the poor and outcasts that Jesus emphasized. Church members fighting among themselves over trivialities, which Paul specifically admonishes in this letter. And a culture, sometimes claiming Christian values, but too often choosing safety and comfort, or politics even, instead of role modeling a better way, a Jesus way, a servant way, and thus missing on opportunities to build community, kingdom communities that grow strong and healthy by good communication and teamwork, while walking that difficult, narrow road of faith as a community of joy. So a poll question, I actually have two today. Do you think that the church had an easier time in Paul's time or today? How many think that it was easier to be the church in Paul's time? Not many. So how many think that it's easier today? And some are unsure. That's okay. But what I'm proposing today is that Paul is preaching to us today about how to find true joy and how to build a joy-filled community, even a community of shalom, as we talked about last week. Now, Paul wasn't talking about happiness as a hug or a warm puppy or a night out with friends, or even music, or camping. Well, maybe camping. Because Paul's talking about joy even in afflictions. That's where the camping comes in. Which he brought with him to Thessalonica on the run from shame and persecution in Philippi, where he was before. So Paul is talking about the joy of praying continually, meaning living moment by moment, day by day, walking and talking and following God. Paul's talking about a spiritual practice of giving thanks to God in all circumstances. Because he knows, and he wrote later, in all things God works for the good of those who love him. Paul's talking about the joy that is God's will for each of us in Christ Jesus. Joy in Christ. Paul's talking about the joy that Jesus role modeled even in giving up his heavenly life in obedience to God's will. As Scripture says, taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a human, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on a cross. What Paul is writing about to the church in Thessalonica and First Christian Church of Grand Junction is a joy based on a poor baby in a manger. God's self coming to live with us on earth, even within an authoritarian Roman Empire, a joy based on the promise of Jesus' return to earth someday soon to finish the kingdom that began that first Christmas day. A joy based on a relationship with God that each of us is invited into through Jesus. But not a superficial, surface-only relationship. Rather, a deep plunge into those challenges of this present fallen age, steeped in idolatry, greed, and watered down love and compassion. Our second question, how many have found joy in your own life, even during a difficult time of life? And some of those are the greatest joys of my life. What Paul is talking about is not waiting around for joy to fall into our laps, but recognizing that joy is ours for the taking, or rather, for the giving. Because sharing joy is the most effective way to find joy in your own life. When we share the true meaning of Christmas, the babe who grew up and died for our sin, when we invite neighbors and friends and role model for them our relationship with God, in our everyday lives, day by day, where we share our hope in the promise of Jesus' imminent return, when we share God's preferential love for all God's children rather than just the powerful and privileged. The church was a hard sell back in Paul's day because the world didn't know the good news that he had to share. The church is a hard sell today because the world can't see good news in the self-serving lifestyles of our modern culture, nor in the judgment that we Christians often share rather than the love of Jesus. Are you looking for joy this Advent season? Are you expecting to find it? I hope so. I won't put you on the spot. Then share joy this holiday season. Share the joy of your relationship with God through Jesus Christ, because sharing joy is the most effective way to find joy in your own life. And share gratitude. Once you discover gratitude in your daily life. Now, I noted this week, I had another gift by email, a quote from Brother David Steindl Rest. He shared, "It is not happiness that makes us grateful. It is gratefulness that makes us happy." And I've just been kind of letting that one sit. It's gratefulness that makes us happy. And gratefulness will fill your life with joy day by day, if you let it. So will you make joy your companion this Advent season, this Christmas, and even into the new year? I hope you will. So take home questions to think about. How can you share joy with another person in your life? And how can First Christian Church be about sharing joy? Perhaps just this afternoon, if you haven't heard about the free concert at 2 o'clock, tasting party afterwards, I can vouch for some of those goodies. Don't eat too many or your blood sugar level will go up. Will you pray with me? Strong and loving God, where do we begin in giving you thanks, in celebrating all that you have done for us, all that you do moment by moment, day by day, giving life, surrounding us with beauty as we enjoy so much in this part of the world, enjoying relationships as a faith community, having the opportunities to share joy by sharing what you've given us with those that many consider the least of these, and Jesus considered those that need our love and our acceptance. Oh God, continue to bless us, not for our own joy, but for us to share joy with others. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.